Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm back, baby. I'm reloaded. Welcome to the show, baby. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzle. Hold on, let me get my background music up. All right. When we ready to roll, welcome everybody out there in Ustream land. What's popping with you? Welcome everybody that's tuned in to the show via Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everybody that's called 347-934-0966. You dig? Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? Got a really good, interesting show, you feel me? Episode 64. Great episode. I'm going to love it. You feel me? The best of black TV and film. All right? And I got some categories and stuff I'm going to break down. I got some questions that's going to be asked. Alright? But first of all, we're going to just give props to all our filmmakers and our actors and our shows that never really get props. Stuff that we really like. You understand what I'm saying? I got a couple of categories, actually, that I've been pondering. I came up with this particular topic, like, way earlier today. You feel what I'm saying? And I still haven't got a solid answer to about... Let me see. Let me get my sheet right here. I don't have a solid answer to them. 1, 2, 3, 4 these. I got 15 categories, and I really been pondering about maybe I'm gonna get some help from my callers for about 4 of these, because I really can't pick one out. You understand what I'm saying? It's like I got a couple of ideas in mind, but I really don't know. But in any event, welcome to the show, you dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. You dig? That's the number to tune into the show. I'm your host, Blizzle. My co-host, P-Rage, is still freaking moving. Yeah! God damn, when is this nigga moving to California? I don't know where the fuck P-Rage is at. I don't know. P-Rage is MIA. Now, he did hit me up and tell me he still had a whole bunch of more shit that he had to handle for the whole moving episode. So I feel him, man. You feel me? Because that shit is tedious and things don't always go as you planned or whatever. So, P-Rich, whenever you get back, homie, you know what I'm saying? You know your boy gonna hold it down. You feel me? Off top. You know what I'm saying? But when you get back, dog, we still be here. Once again, welcome everybody that's been tuning in to the show. Everybody that's been supporting the show, really appreciate it. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to make sure that everybody understands that I'm trying to show love to everybody who's, like, tuning into the show and everything. You feel me? You know, if you've really been supporting the show and you've been tuning in since day one, let me give you a round of applause. And if you're doing any kind of business venture, if you got some kind of event or whatever coming up, you feel what I'm saying, and you need for me to blast it out or holler at it, you know, I got a couple people that be checking the show out on a daily basis, even if they don't listen to the live show or call in. I didn't get to almost 5,000 downloads and plays. Just playing the show by myself. Actually, it doesn't even count it if I play it or if I listen to it. It doesn't even count it. You feel me? That's a whole separate thing. So basically, I got a lot of people checking out the show, man. So, you know, I'm getting my following up. You feel me? So if you are one of my K100 followers and you got some kind of party coming up, or you got some kind of event, you got some kind of business venture you want me to blast out, you feel me? Let me know. Holler at me. I'll show you some love. Even though really that's the bread and butter of radio is advertising, I'm going to show you some love. You feel me? Just trying to build up my listening audience. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to show love until it gets to the point where we just so popular that it's going to have to be an exchange of money. But I will take a couple seconds to shout you out and shout your event out. All you got to do is holler at me at k100radio@gmail.com. And that's the number. I mean, that's the email that you want to send all your music and tracks and stuff into to get me to play it on K100 Radio. Right now, producers also, make sure you send me your stuff, all right? The letter K, the number 100 Radio. We spend independent artists only. If you're, we don't take requests for the most part, even though somebody called up and had somebody flood the lines and shit a couple episodes back, and I had to, like, play their shit again because they just tied up my whole line. Motherfuckers was texting me, telling me they can't get the fucking damn show because everybody's fucking had my damn my line tied up. You understand what I'm saying? But with that being said, I really want to welcome everybody to the show and everybody on the line. Thanks for tuning in. We should have a pretty interesting show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try, once the line starts filling up and everybody starts wanting to give their opinion, I'm going to try my best, man, to not talk so much myself today and let you guys give your opinions, because actually doing a show like this where you list in categories and ask people for such an extensive answer, I got to kind of jump to the callers, all right? You feel me? Now, if anybody on the line or whatever, if it's not a lot of people, then I'll let you speak your piece, all right? 347-934-0966. Welcome to the show once again. This is K100 Internet Radio, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music. If you know anybody that does music, tell them to send their music with a link to their site to k100radio@gmail.com. And we'll listen to it, review it, get it on if it's hot. You feel me? If it's not hot, you already know the drill. We've been through this 100 times already. All right? Not going to play it. Not going to spin it. Sorry. All right? You got to have some good music. You spin indie music, but be some good music. And I got a new track that I got. Shouts out to Area Publicity, you feel me? What's happening, Area Publicity? They grinding. They be sending me their artists. I fucks with them. So they sent me another one of their artists. I think I already played one, but they sent me these guys called Lord T and Eloise. I'm going to spend the night. Yo, they like a hip-hop, rock. Shit, they got a song with 8-Ball. I guess that'll get you niggas' opinions. I mean, get you niggas' attention. They got a song with 8-Ball that's hot. They like hip-hop, rock-like, but man, the song they got with 8-Ball, Back to the Business, they sent me that, and I'm bumping that today. I'm feeling that all the way live, you feel me? So shout out to Lord T and Eloise, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Go to the Facebook page, and I'm going to try and post up a link to their Facebook or whatever, and whatever. We'll get it all cracking so we can all network. But I'm going to spin that joint tonight. I forgot what the name of it. I got to look at the name of it anyway. It's Lord Chia Eloise. By the time I play the song, I'll be able to look the name up on my hard drive. Once again, before I get into the show, episode 64, you dig? Black TV and film. I want to remind everybody that we're on MySpace, Facebook, and iTunes. Find us. Go there. Do it now. K100. All you got to do is put in a search. I can't keep giving you guys the damn fucking specific website every time. All you got to do is do a search for us on each one of those pages, or each one of those sites. If you got iTunes, go to the iTunes store up on the podcast. Put in the search, the letter K, the number 100. You'll find us. Go to Facebook, the letter K, the number 100, radio. You'll find us. MySpace.com/K100 radio. You'll find us. You understand what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show right now. I'm going to go ahead and jump into it and go ahead and get this thing cracking. You feel me? Like I said, I'm writing down these categories. As I made the categories to the show, I'm about to read the synopsis of the show to you. You feel me? But as I was going down and doing the categories for the show, I realized that I am having a tough time with about, like I said, with about 40. You feel me? I don't know the answer to 40. I mean, I know the answer. I know my opinion, but it's kind of hard for me to, like, pick one. You feel what I'm saying? And it's really hard for me. Since it's hard for me to pick one, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys that's on the line, that whoever wants to hit the number one and holler at me about this particular show, you feel me? And I'm going to kind of feed off you guys, because I got my kind of set opinions, but I got four of these motherfuckers. I just couldn't damn answer. I thought about it and thought about it, but really couldn't pick one. So, because there were so many answers for these particular categories, yeah, I really couldn't pick, man. But let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. You dig? Episode 65. Episode 64. My bad. Let me kill myself. Episode 64. The best of black TV and film. You dig? So, this is what I say. I went to school for media production, where, amongst other things, I learned film editing. And it made me respect the whole process of making shows and making movies. The whole process is very tedious, it's so many more people than you just see on the screen that's involved with making a movie or a TV show. And if it's an actual big time movie, it's hundreds, literally thousands of people almost sometimes that can be involved. When it comes down to extras, and if you're making some classic epic like a Lord of the Rings and shit, it's thousands of people that it took to bring all that together. Not within at least the actors and the people in the directing, all right? So, like I said, I went to school for that, for media production, and I learned a little bit of video editing, and it made me respect how hard it is to A, make the shit, and just appreciate it more when I see it come across on the screen flawlessly. That being said, first of all, before I get into anything, I would like to make a point of the obvious absence of black sitcoms on TV. I think that's a travesty, a shame. We went from quite a few. It's like we regressed in the past couple of years. And I'm not feeling that right there. So I'm killing Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, TNT, FX, HBO. I'm killing all these motherfuckers, man. Look, I love y'all, and I know y'all got some great shows and everything, and I understand y'all only got a couple slots, and black folks really don't be sitting around watching TV too tough. Well, maybe it's because we ain't got shit to watch. You might want to consider that. Black people spend money. We support shit we like. The fuck is up with that? All these goddamn pilots and shit being pitched to y'all, and the goddamn WB is the only motherfucker that got the guts to actually pick a black show and run with it. I'm killing all you motherfuckers. Who did I leave out? TNT. Oh, USA. Who else? A&E. Okay, MTV. BET. Well, not BET, but half of this shit sucks. Over. Damn it, man. And this is especially for Dave Chappelle. Canceling the only goddamn thing we had. You replaced Martin, nigga. Get yourself together. It wasn't that serious, dog. Should have kept the show going. You had your hit. I'm working, Dave Chappelle. But anyway, this nigga really pissed me off when he canceled the show over that bullshit. But I'll get back to you, Dave. And tell Dave's people to call me if you got a motherfucking problem with it. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks to everybody that's just jumping on the lines right now. You feel me? 347-934-0966. I'm going to finish reading the synopsis, and I'm going to get into my categories. And like I said, I need y'all help with four of them. Four of these motherfucking categories, I just could not fucking pick my damn self. I just couldn't fucking. It's too many answers. I couldn't do it. So I'm gonna feed off y'all answers, and then I'm going to make my decision on these four topics at the end, goddammit, after I listen to all y'all opinions. Maybe y'all can help me out. Alright? But I would like to highlight our accomplishments in film and TV tonight. You feel me? Since most of the times the shows and movies we really like never get an Oscar or an Emmy nod, I'm using this show, K100, my platform to the world, to give props and reminisce of some of our best works by category. You might need a pen and paper to take part in this particular show. I will ask you which was the best in the following categories, and I give you my answers and my opinion, or we can go at it, we can debate. You feel me? This is a fun show, not serious like the rest of my shows. I'm going to try and let my callers talk a lot more than me whenever they start filling up my line. I only got a couple people on the line right now, but it's just starting. I'm pretty sure they'll get in. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune in to the show. Now, first, read off all the categories, all right? I'm going to read off all the categories, and I'm going to start with my answers for the ones that I can come up with. And some of them I couldn't come up with. Once again, by the way, we are broadcasting live via Ustream. If you're on Ustream, if you know about Ustream, please go to Ustream and check out the live video feed that we got going on right now. And you can catch me. You can see me broadcast the show while I'm actually doing the show. All right? So that's another thing. All right, here we go. Let's get it. What's up, everybody in the chat room on Ustream? I can't talk to y'all. Y'all know I can't. I don't know why y'all typing. All right. Anyway, let me go ahead and run these lists down real quick. Best all-around black TV show. That's the first one. Best all-around black TV show. This category could be a comedy or a drama, a mixture of the two. It doesn't matter. It's just the best all-around show that was ever on TV. All right? That's a specific question. If you don't have a pen, if you don't have Facebook, and you're not you didn't look at my synopsis, or you don't get my text messages, you're not on my email blast, first of all, email me at k100radio@gmail.com so I can get you on the email and text list and the Facebook blast list. That's the first thing you need to do. But if not, you need to have a pen so you can write down the categories. All right, first one, best all-around black TV show. Number two, best all-around black movie. Doesn't matter. It can be any category, any comedy. Just basically the movie. Some of these you might have a double answer for. It doesn't matter. You feel me? But the best black movie, all right? These are movies with all black, 90% all black cast. They can have a white person in there here and there, but we talk about mostly black cast, about mostly black stuff, all right? Best male role on a TV show and best male role on a TV show and in a movie. That's basically two parts in one question, but I didn't want to make the list too extensive. So the best male role in a TV show and the best male role, black male role in the movie. Who acted the best, basically? Who had the best performance? Who part you liked the best? Number three, best female role in TV and a movie. All right? Best, number four, best throwback show. This is anything that came on TV before 1990. So we're talking about our Jefferson, Stanford Sons, What's Happening, 227, Amen, Living Singles. Well, actually, Living Single came after 1990. But I will let you, I will allow you to throw, no, you can't throw Living Single in there. I don't know. You just can't because it came after 1990. So, you know, but all these shows right there. Actually, I think I'm going to make this before, up to early 90s too. Because you got it, because if that way, I don't want to cut out Living Single, and I also don't want to cut out In Living Color. So, you can throw those two in there too, all right? Number five, the best black movie comedy, the best black comedy ever. That's a specific one because I don't know why, but for the most part, most of the movies that are black made, they are mostly comedies. For some reason, we don't make a lot of action. I don't know if it's because they don't think we have a imagination, but we don't make a lot of action, and we make some dramas, but a lot of times they'd be like romantic dramas. You feel me? So I'm just going to actually break those two particular categories down because that's kind of, I mean, sad to say. I'm sad to say, but that's actually just what most people associate our movies for, and that's what most of our movies are about. So, number five, best black movie comedy. Number six, best movie that stars an entertainer that turned into an actor. So it could have been a rapper or a singer, or it could have been a basketball player. I don't care. They wasn't really an actor, but they was the star of the movie. You feel me? They was one of the main characters in the movie. All right, and then you know, so that's your Boys in the Hood, your Juice, your Dreamgirls. You feel me? All of those movies right there. They had rappers, singers, entertainers from other fields in them. That right there. All right. Number seven, best hood movie. All right. Now listen, some of these movies are gonna be able to go because we don't. It's sad, but we don't have a lot of movies and a lot of good shit to pick from. You know what I'm saying? And that's really good. But some of these may cross references be two answers. You may have one movie that could be like three answers for you. And if it is, that's all good. I'm cool with that because. Actually, that's what made me have a tough time with some of the answers. But I broke it down like this specifically for a reason. Because it's us. And it's what we talk about. And it's kind of movies that we like. So, best hood movie. Now, you're talking your Boys in the Hood, your Menace to Society. Again, Juice, Belly. You know what I'm saying? All these hood movies. You feel me? All right? Number eight, best black director. Now, I'm a real stickler for this. And I know the best top three. And I know who they are. And if you know who they are, if you really watch movies and you know anything about movies, you know the top three directors of our time, period, point blank. But it's really hard to pick between those three because if I'm going to list you the name of the movies that they directed, and I bet you have a hard time as I did to pick the best black director. Because there's three directors that if you really think about the movies they made, how the hell can you really pick from them? But you got to pick one. And I'll give you their names, and I'll give you a couple examples of the movies that they've done. I think you have a hard time picking it. All right? Where are we at? Number nine, best sex scene. To me, this is a fucking no-brainer. No-brainer. My answer is, if you don't have this same answer, I'm going to have to see the movie or show that you said and make sure. You got to make sure you don't see the actual movie that I picked. But I know the best fuck scene in a black movie in history. Basically, a little bit, I almost saw porn almost. But they got it in. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. But I think that's a no-brainer. All right? Best soundtrack to a movie. You feel me? Which a lot of our black movies have excellent soundtracks because they always infusing the artist and the music, especially if it's got an entertainer or whatever in it some kind of way. But a lot of our movies do have the best soundtrack, hands down. Period, point, fucking blank. We don't fuck. They can't fuck with our soundtrack. Because we always make movies for us, and we like our music, and we always infuse our music into it. So we in history, we always have had the best soundtracks to movies, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's not even close, you know, depending on what kind of music you like, all right? But anyway, number 11, you're already number 11. Best movie or show, the movie or show that you can relate to the most. A movie or show that you saw when you was like, man, it just cut so close and so home to me. You feel me? It's just like, man, it just reminds me of things that I've been through or whatever. Now, this is not a best. This is just a personal opinion. This is just me asking you what movie, you feel me, that you can really feel like you related to. Or a TV show. It could be a movie or a TV show. You feel me? That you can really relate to. If you did 10 years in prison, God damn it, Oz might have been the best motherfucking movie with a lot of, even though that wasn't really a black movie, but it did have a lot of black characters, so I will accept movies like Oz or The Wire. You feel me? If you grew up hustling and all that kind of shit, you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? But I already have my answer, and it's going to be a movie that, it was actually a full-length movie, all right? So don't even trip. You understand what I'm saying? Don't even trip. But it was an actual movie that came out in the theaters, and you might have forgot about it, but I pretty much got that one, all right? Let's see. Where are we at? Number 12. Worst TV show or worst TV show and worst movie? That's kind of a double question. I already know the answer to my TV show. I don't know how the fuck they even got a budget for that bullshit. I'm killing it before I even say it. Wackest shit I ever seen. Wackest concept. Wackest everything. I don't know how the hell. Of course, it killed one of the people in their careers, and the other one barely made it out because he had another hit show kind of sort of that came after that saved him. But it could have killed his career. All right? 13, most underrated movie and TV show, the ones that you love that nobody never talk about, and you feel like it was the shit, and you like, how the hell y'all ain't feeling that? Kill yourself. All right? That was one of the ones that I really didn't have an answer to. All right, I really didn't have an answer to that, for real. You know what I'm saying? Number 14, best black romantic comedy. Now I gave this shit here its own fucking category because for the past 10 goddamn years, it seems like that's all the hell black movies been coming out. It's either goddamn Tyler Perry or Taye Diggs in the damn movie, Morris Chestnut, what the hell ever. Gabriel Union, whatever, somebody, some drama, somebody loves somebody, trying to get somebody, whatever, okay, yeah. So I had to give just that its own freaking category because basically it seemed like for about a good 10-year stretch outside of a small feature film by some of these other directors that I'm going to name, the black directors, until they decide to make a movie, in between, everything that comes out is like basically on that kind of. So I gave it its own category because it's so many of those. Brothers and, I don't know, just you know, that whole category of movie where it's like a black love story. Like, you know, just I had to give it its own category. It's just too many of them for you to separate it. So if that was one of your answers for one of your other ones, please, please use that for this particular answer and come up with a real fucking movie, please, for the other best black movie category, please. Please. Thank you. Number 15, the sexiest actor or actress right now that's out to you. You feel me? And that's movie, TV, I don't give a damn. I already got my answer for that. La Mama Hot. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I like her. She's been in a couple of movies, and every time I see her, I just want to mash. Oh, so sexy. She's been in a couple of movies. I'll give you a hint. The last one was the Losers, I think, that she came out with. You know what I'm talking about, La Mama. The cute red bone mama. Yeah. Fucks with her big time. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Got a couple people on the lines. I don't know if they're listening or they're waiting for me to get done or waiting for me to hit the number one. You feel me? But 347-934-0966. So I just read all the categories. Anybody who's listening, you feel what I'm saying? I'll go ahead and go to the lines first. Because like I told you, for my goddamn answers, I have a clue, but I'm just going to listen to everybody that's like tuning in to the show. You feel me? And kind of feed off y'all answers. So I might go last. I don't know. So first up, the first person to raise their hand will go to Key. All right, Key, you on deck.
Okay, here's my run.
Hold on a second. Let me get my... All right. Go ahead, Key. Let me hear it. Let me get it. Hello? Key?
Hello?
I can't hear you. You was going in and out. What'd you say now?
Can you hear me? You can hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You clear now.
Okay. All right,
go ahead.
For best black TV show, I had The Cosby Show pretty much because that was one of the major shows which was pretty much like a catalyst for all the other ones that came out during our time.
All right, hold on. Let me go ahead. If your fucking answer is not The Cosby Show for number one... Listen, niggas. Listen, everybody listen to this show. Let me tell you something, homie. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't give a shit how you feel about the quote-unquote cheesiness of The Cosby Show. I don't give a shit. That's not... Listen. I want to hear your other fucking answer. Okay? I want to hear your other answer. And I want to fucking, I want you to tell me.
I want to hear that answer.
No, I said I want to hear your answer. If you ask the Cosby Show, and I want you to explain to me how the hell that show even came up to the level of what the Cosby Show did for black entertainers, black people in general, long as it was going on, most money it made, the careers that it that branched off. I want you nigga to tell me if that wasn't the best all time black shit on TV, nigga. Tell me the other one. Make me a believer. You have to tell me, because that's like the obvious answer. It took me all of when I was writing that goddamn question to figure out that answer. That's how long it took me. I wouldn't even finish writing the question. I basically had to make up a question to include the Cosby Show for that. So, I mean, I don't know how you're going to beat that. But, I mean, that just makes total perfect sense. Go ahead, Key. Number two.
Number two, Color Purple for me. Love Color Purple.
Very good. Very good. Very good. I will concede that is a very excellent movie. One of the best black movies of all time. Let me kill the motherfucking Oscar nominee, Oscar committee.
Even though it was directed by a white guy, but hey.
Yes, that's true. But it was directed by one of the best of all time.
The best,
guy.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
If not the best, you
not
can't find.
Best.
If not the best, you can't find four more that's going to be him. He in the top five of all time. Spielberg did not. All right, let's just stop the bullshit. That goes across the board. Guy's a genius. His track record is proven. There's no argument about that. So that's why the movie. I think a lot of black people don't understand. That's why The Color Purple was so good, because they look at it and they don't even realize that Spielberg directed it.
Yeah.
They don't understand the genius of that guy. You feel me? That's why they don't understand why the fuck they love The Color Purple more than any other motherfucking black movie, and why they can watch it over and over again, because it was directed by one of the best directors in the history of movies. All right? That's why that movie came across, and all the actors did their thing. And once again, killing the motherfucking Oscar committee for not giving Whoopi Goldberg the motherfucking Oscar, or Danny Glover the Oscar.
How I was back in that time. You know they weren't about to do that anyway.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them. All right? Some fucking whack ass. I can't even remember what the fuck that white movie won, but yeah, kill your fucking self, Oscar committee. I stopped respecting them at that point. All right, go ahead. Number three, Key.
Number three, I chose Bill Cosby for the male role for TV, and I chose Denzel for the movie.
What Denzel movie are you talking about?
I chose it for Malcolm X, because I don't understand how in the hell he did not get an award for that. I'm like, for real? That's fault.
All right, you actually pretty much seen toe-to-toe for the most part, I don't know. I have a side note on one of my movies, you feel me? But I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead.
I got a side note on a couple of my questions, too. But,
okay, all right.
So number four for throwback, it was kind of a toss-up between Good Times and What's Happening. I like, What's Happening was like.
Wait, you skipped one. You got best male, but you forgot best female.
Oh, best female. Ooh, in a TV show. Oh, I skipped one. I did. Mm-hmm. Best female in a TV show.
I'm gonna need to listen to all my callers today. To actually particularly, you know. 347-934-09.
I don't see how I forgot that one.
I actually don't even fucking have a clue on that. I have a lot of...
In a movie, I'm going to have to pick...
I don't know.
I'm going to have to pick Jada Pinkett, because I had her, man, and Set It Off, and Jason's Lyric, and...
Really? Jada Pinkett? Really?
Yeah, I liked her.
Okay. All right.
She's the one in the cast that I could probably relate. I would relate to her the most out of any other. So, yeah.
Okay.
I like her.
All right. You're still kind of breaking up. Okay. Number four, best throwback. This is old school show. You feel
okay,
me?
Okay. Now, this is the one where I was on. I'm going to have to choose What's Happening. I like that one.
What's Happening?
Yeah, I like that one because I knew this guy.
Wait, let me.
I went to school with this guy that looked like Rewa, so it always made me think about that show.
You picked What's Happening over Good Time?
I had both of them. I had both of them, but What's Happening is the one that, like, it seemed like I knew people in my real life that for each one of them characters, I knew somebody.
All right. Oh, okay. Hey, everybody.
I had both of those for that.
Okay. Best black movie comedy.
Friday.
Friday.
Stupid. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see why Friday would be a top one, but it's not my top one. It's one of my top three. The very first, and the rest of them, fuck all that. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
One or two maybe, but the Friday after next and all that, I couldn't really get into that. But five is funny too. All
right. What about number six movie that has an entertainer turn actor?
Man, I kind of had a toss up between Queen Latifah and Set It Off, but you got Dreamgirls with Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. So I'm gonna have to go with Dreamgirls.
I'll take Dreamgirls as an answer, man. I mean,
yeah,
and all honesty,
both of them in there. Both of them was just phenomenal in that movie.
Right, right. I, you know what? I'll take Dreamgirls, and I'm not even mad at anybody who picked Dreamgirls for that. I'm really not mad at anybody who picked Dreamgirls for that question. Yo, you know what? If I was a female, that's probably the only reason why I picked the one that I picked, because I'm a dude. My pick for that is because I'm a dude. You feel what I'm saying? But I think if I was a female, the obvious answer would have to be Dreamgirls. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be Dreamgirls.
But I like Queen Latifah Set It Off too, but you know.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But we talk about the movie as a whole, not the role.
As a whole, yeah.
We talk about the movie as a whole. So, you know, because I'm a guy, I got my pick, and it's only probably because I'm a dude. And plus, I'm in the music. Rap. So that's probably why my pick is going to be what it is. Okay. All right, what we have? Best hood movie.
Oh, best hood movie. It was a toss up between Belly and Boys in the Hood.
You got to pick one.
I like Belly soundtrack better. I'm going to go with Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Okay. Best black director.
Man, you said three, but mine was a toss up between Spike Lee and John Singleton.
All right, so, now let me tell you the two other people. Spike Lee is gonna be
a lot of people know him. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Because he does so much outside of movies, and he's always in people's face for various other reasons that he's the best face. But when I tell you, everybody listening on the show, 347-934-0966.
John Singleton, he did some real good work, though.
I'm going to tell you. Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why my pick is I don't know. It's kind of hard. Spike Lee is up there, but Spike is two of the film directors that I think, frankly, the movies that they've done are, they haven't done as many as Spike Lee. That's the thing. Spike Lee has done so many movies. That's the thing that gets you with Spike. He's done so many, and he's been around for so long. You obviously want to pick him, but when I talk about this category, is personal to me, y'all. Excuse me, everybody, hold on for a second, because I think that this is the part. Like I said in the synopsis, when I went to school, I realized and respect how hard it is to create a movie and create a show, and so I started looking at these guys a lot differently and understand and respect their grind. Now, you got John Singleton. Of course, we know Spike Lee, Malcolm X, just a host of other movies. You know, Jungle Fever, all the Spike Lee joints. Do the Right Thing, the very first. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, one of the breakups, She's Gotta Have It. He's been around for a minute. I respect Spike, and I give Spike that. And he's a great movie maker. You feel me? He got a signature scene, everything. But and John Singleton, you're right. John Singleton has made, let me tell you some of the movies John Singleton has made.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna name them from the top. But Too Fast, Too Furious, Baby Boy, Boys in the Hood, Four Brothers, Higher Learning, Poetic Justice, Rosewood, The Shaft, the new one with Sam Jackson.
Yep.
You feel me? No. Now when you think about that, you're like, damn. Actually, all of those movies, when you take all, if you're gonna compare, it's gonna be hard for you to say Spike Lee when I just named it off. All right. You got Boys in the Hood, How You Learning, Poetic Justice, and Rosewood and Shaft. All of those movies, you really go, besides Malcolm X, what movie that Spike Lee has made that's better than those movies? You feel what I'm saying? And I know everybody going to call in tonight and say Spike Lee because they didn't do their homework. That's why in parentheses, when I ask this damn question, I ask you to do your fucking homework. But before I move on, because this is a very, very, this is the subject I care about the most, I'm going to read you two other directors who has movies out that I think need to be brought up. Even though they don't have a lot of them, you feel me? They got some great movies. Number one is The Hughes Brothers. They made Menace to Society, Dead Presidents, Book of Eli, American Pimp, and From Hell. All great movies.
Yeah.
All great movies. They don't have as many because it's probably been harder for them to get their stuff created and pitched. But, I mean, come on. Those are great movies. Also, another one of my favorite directors, F. Gary Gray. All right? Let me read you the movie that F. Gary Gray directed. Set It Off, Friday, The Italian Job, Law Abiding Citizen, A Man Apart, and The Negotiator. How can you fake that list?
Yeah.
As far as action, he's unfailable. Because he's got The Negotiator, Law Abiding Citizen, and The Italian Job, and Set It Off. He's the best black action director movie, period, point blank, when it comes to action. No other black director has an action movie that's better than any one of those movies I just named. And he goddamn directed one of the all-time great comedies in Friday. Also A Man Apart. F. Gary Gray is very, very, very underrated, unknown by most. People don't even know who the fuck he is, but they love his movies. And they don't even think he's black. His movies be so blockbuster. When you look at Law Abiding Citizen, you don't even think that a black person even directed that goddamn movie because it's so in tune with, it could have been anybody. You feel what I'm saying? It could have been a Scorsese film. It could have been, not Scorsese, but it could have been, you know, just one of the other action directors. You don't even think that this is a black dude. He went from Friday to Law Abiding Citizen, from Set It Off to The Negotiator. You got to think about that. And that's why he was my pick. Now, he was my pick, and people can bash me and say whatever, but I picked F. Gary Gray over John Singleton and over Spike Lee. But that's just me. Because I know the movies that he's made, those action movies, are fucking hard to do. Very, very, very hard to do. Okay, so that's just my pick, and then you got your pick. All right, let me go ahead and move on. 347-934-0966. Thanks, everybody, that's tuning into the show. Trying to give y'all a little bit of information that y'all to know about some of these black directors, and their job is more important and more stressful and most not known about than all these movie stars that you see. You feel me? Even though they're not the face, they have the hardest job. They create it the most. They have the most work. All right, where are we at? After director... Hey. Mine was,
since it was a toss up of two, but I picked John Singleton because, like I said, his moves as far as substance to me was better.
Okay. All right. Number nine, best sex scene. And this is a no brainer. This is a fucking no brainer. For real? What is your answer? Let me tell you. I'm going to go ahead and tell my answer. I'm going to go back and answer all these questions.
I'm a little biased, but, you know, since I like Jada Pinkett, I picked her and Set It Off with old dude.
Instead, you mean Jason's lyric?
I had both of them right there when they was all in the field and shit. But I like the song. See, that song that was playing when she was in Set It Off doing it with that, what's his name? I forgot
what?
His name.
What? Listen, man.
Set It Off. I liked
listen,
it. That's,
I understand. But listen, you talking about
Blair Underwood. I know Jason Lear, you know, they was all butt naked in the meadow and all that
man,
type of stuff.
No,
yeah, I was
no,
feeling
no,
that.
No.
Your answer, they were saying she had a body double in that. I don't count that.
Not in Jason's lyric. That was Jada.
Nah, they were saying she had a body double.
No. I did my research. That is Jada.
Okay,
let me tell you why. My answer for this best sex scene with two black people is Jada Pinkett and Alan Payne.
I knew you was going to say Jason's lyric anyway.
In the fucking scene where they in that fucking like shed or something, when they come in out of the rain and shit.
Oh, that's hard.
Listen, they, first of all, everybody don't know that they used to date, all right? They used to date, you feel me? So this particular scene actually came naturally. You feel what I'm saying? They cleared out the fucking room with everybody. They told everybody to get out, and they only had the director and the fucking camera crew in there. And that's it. And that's because they knew what the fuck they was going to do. It's been reported. Back when that movie came out, it was reported and rumored that they actually was fucking, and they cut out the scenes where you could actually see shit. You feel what I'm saying? And that's why it looks so realistic. For me, I have not seen a fuck scene, black, white, or any other that faded that goddamn fuck scene, except maybe the fucking Basic Instinct scene. You feel what I'm saying? With Sharon Stone. I saw that fuck scene that she did. Oh, yeah. And when fucking Halle Berry got drugged by goddamn Billy Bob
Thornton. And Monster's Ball.
Got her ass drugged, nigga. That's number two right there, actually. Got her ass drugged by that white boy. Yeah. Smash.
Do something that make me love feel
it.
Good.
Yeah. Love it. Love that scene. Favorite scene. But we're talking about black movies only, and Billy Bob a white boy, so therefore he can't be included. That scene can't be included. That probably was a
battle. Well, I might have to concede with you on that one. If it was not a body double in Jason's lyric, because
no,
yeah,
no.
they was getting it in. That was one of my, because I had both of them, but I was like, if that was a body double, it don't really count.
Oh, that was Jada's. They used to fuck around. That's what everybody don't know. I remember all those stories when that movie scene came out, and yeah, you feel me?
Yeah,
you know what
both
I'm saying?
Of my picks was Jada. It was just a different movie.
Yeah, I will. It's got to be Jada and Alan Payne and Jason Leary. That's my number. That's my answer for number 9.
I'll give you that.
Number ten. The best soundtrack for a movie.
That was kind of hard.
It's hard, but I got a straight. My answer was easy, but it's a lot of good ones. But my answer was easy. But what's yours? I'm coming to everybody else.
I picked the Blood of Rim.
Great. Good job. Because that's the obvious fucking answer. There was never a better soundtrack to a movie.
Yeah,
ever.
I picked the Blood of Rim.
Not even, it's a lot of good ones. Even Jason's lyric soundtrack was great. But
yeah.
none of them beat a Blood of Rim. None of them played more. That shit was like an album. Everybody was playing the damn Above the Rim soundtrack. Like it was just a nigga CD. I remember that. Okay. Best movie
11.
That you can, number 11, movie that you can totally relate to. This is the one that I'm just kind of struggling with. I got a couple answers.
I said two could play that game with Vivica Fox in it. Cause that seems like the shit I do.
What? Oh my god. But it's, since this is opinion, I can't really kill you, but
I was about to say, how you gonna kill me? Cause it's
cause that movie was a bunch of fucking bullshit. Game.
That's okay. It can be that.
So you play games then. Okay. All right.
I don't play games.
Yes, you do. No, goddamn it.
I just
how the hell
is
going
to
be your
time to play that game?
What kind of shit is that?
Shut
all right.
Mouth.
All right.
Can I have my opinion, please? Thank you.
Fine. Number, what we at? 12. Worst TV show or movie ever. I already got mine. This shit is a no-brainer for me with TV show or movies. But go ahead.
The movie, I was like that Don't Be a Menace in South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
How you say that? That movie was kind of, it was stupidly funny.
I didn't like it.
People didn't get the gag humor behind that. Okay, what's your movie?
Okay.
What's your TV show? TV show. Go ahead. TV show.
Did I skip? Hold on. You said, I didn't pick one for TV show. I couldn't pick one out.
Okay, I know my answer. Ivan, let me tell you my answer for that. My worst movie, I guess my worst movie, probably would be, it was funny, but it was just so fucking corny and stupid. I'm like, oh, God, this is the worst shit ever. But for some reason, I watched it. It was Girl 6.
Oh.
The Spike Lee movie.
I never even watched that movie. I ain't even had the desire to look at that.
It was stupid as fuck, but it was just a dumb movie. Now, my worst TV show ever, hands down, is that fucking Homeboys in Outer Spaceship with Stretch and the dude from Different World.
I forgot about that stupid
show.
That
was the absolute worst idea in the history of movies. Anything you could, nigga, that shit was garbage, nigga. I'm like, who the fuck gave these niggas the budget to put this shit together right? Kill whoever thought that shit was gonna be good, funded that bullshit, acted in that bullshit, and goddamn actually watched the whole episode. Kill your damn self. I couldn't make it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Homeboys in Outer Space with your boy from Different World and Stretch. That was the worst shit ever in the history of any kind of show. I can't even think of a white show that was dumber. I'd rather watch fucking Hee Haw. Fucking, God damn it, man. Who the fuck told you that?
Oh, boy.
They can reel with that bullshit. Okay. So that's the worst. That's my worst. I'm giving y'all a couple of my answers as we go along, all right? Now, the most underrated movie and TV show.
I think the most underrated movie, and I went all the way back with this one, is School Days.
Really?
Yeah, because people didn't really
that
get it, you know what I'm saying? And you can, and if you put in School Days right now, but a lot of people don't even really know about School Days, and I'm tripping, you know what I'm saying, about that.
Man, I remember when it came out, it was the shit. I don't know.
I remember, it was, but a lot of people, when I was talking, I was like, you don't remember that from School Days? They like, I'm like, for real, dude?
But that's
stop
not really I'm saying underrated means it came out and nobody even acknowledged or mentioned it, like, type shit. You feel me? Like, I don't know about where you're from, but where I'm from, when School Days came out, nigga, everybody was goddamn one that was talking about that shit. Like, it was the shit to me. I don't know. Maybe it was you. I don't know. But I don't know. It was not underrated at all. What about TV shows?
I don't know about any underrated TV shows. I think they pretty much all got their just dues, be it good or bad.
Okay. All right. Best black comedy, romantic comedy. Go ahead. And I'm coming to the next caller. You on deck. We're going to speed through it.
Okay. Romantic comedy, I picked Best Man. That was pretty good.
Best Man. I'm assuming Tate Diggs or Morris Chestnut was in this movie.
Yes, Morris Chestnut, which is my sexiest actor.
You know the nigga 5'2", right? I'm just saying.
I don't give a damn. He can get that big. I don't give a damn.
He can be 4'11".
I was talking to this chick
one time, but she was just all goo-goo gaga over him. And then she told me about the time she seen this nigga at a motherfucking goddamn little private party that was at some little mansion party she went to, and was just so disappointed because she was like 6 inches taller than this nigga. You feel me? And I'm like, nigga, that's how they do movies. They make everybody look tall in movies, but most of these motherfuckers are small. You know what I'm saying? That's why they look small.
It's okay.
Thick.
He can stand up on phone. He eye stack him for phone books up.
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right, last one. Sexist actor or actress?
Oh, that was him. I just got him.
Okay, more
shit. You get a business.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Key. Thank you for participating in the show. 347-934-0966. Key gave a lot of great answers. We actually had a lot of them. You feel me? That was insane. You understand what I'm saying? But if you got anything that you want to add to what Keith said or whatever, you know what I'm saying? When I open up your line, you holler at me. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you want to holler at me, if you want to give me your picks. You understand? I see a lot of people on the line. I think a lot of people just listening. You feel me? But I'm hanging out with Keith. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the line. And I open up your line. Okay, we got two people. All right, y'all. We're going to come down the line. I'm just going to be kind of blending my answers in as we go. All right, so I don't have to take up too much time. I'm going to let my callers. I'm gonna let the callers run the show. Plus, I got to spin this Lord T and Eloise joint. You feel me? Yeah, I love, love that joint. All right? Shouts out again to Area Publicity. All right, Shay, you on the line. What's going on, Shay?
Hey, what's up? I am stunted for two answers, and I've just been racking my brain, so I figured I'd just go ahead on and press the number one, and maybe something will come to me.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Run them down. So everybody knows the categories. Everybody that's on the line, you feel me? If you need for me to ask you the particular questions or whatever, because I see a lot of people just coming in, and hopefully everybody that's just popping on the line has been to the Facebook page or is on my text list, even though I don't recognize a couple numbers. But hopefully you got the answers to your questions. But let's go ahead and go into it. Go ahead, Shay.
Okay.
All right, number one. I'm going to go ahead and read.
Okay, let's follow around.
All right. I'm gonna read them real quick, and then you say your answers.
Okay.
Unless you say something outrageous, I won't intervene. All right? Best all around black. Show. Go ahead.
Cosby Show. I had to pick that one.
Obviously. I'm waiting for somebody to not say Cosby Show. I'm loaded. All right. Number two, best all around black movie.
Okay, that was a toss up. I know Color Purple is real popular, but I really like Rosewood. I was really feeling that.
Okay. Rosewood. Okay. That was a great movie. But I mean, that was a great movie. Okay. Number three, best male role on a TV show and in the movie.
Hello, Denzel Washington.
What movie?
Pick one. Hell, he's good in all of them.
All right, what about TV? Because he's not a TV actor. What about TV?
TV, I'm going to have to go with a throwback. Kadeem Hardison.
Kadeem Hardison?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm not mad because he played the fucking role of Dwayne Wade to the fucking teeth.
Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness.
He made a million niggas go out and buy some flip-up glasses. One time for Canadian artists. I ain't mad at that pick. I can go with that. I can dig that. Number four, best throwback.
Of course, A Different World.
Actually, I'm talking about pre-1990. But I will
take
a different...
Before 1990.
I don't know what time. I don't know when that show actually come on. Was that before?
I promise you, it was before 1990.
Okay.
I was
watching
junior high school or something like that.
Okay. Well, I'll take A Different World. If it was before 1990, I'll take A Different World. Cool. All right. Go ahead.
Best black comedy. Good time. I sing that one.
This is the best black movie comedy, not TV show.
Oh, movie? Oh, I didn't write one down. I was thinking of a TV show. Okay.
Yeah, best
black
movie. I'll come back to it if you need me to.
Okay.
All right, number six, best movie that stars an entertainer.
Set it off,
okay. Number seven, best hood movie.
Baby Boy.
Baby Boy?
I like Baby Boy, yes. I liked it.
You know, Shay, you got two questions but answers so far. Question about Baby Boy? Okay.
I liked it.
I'm asking.
It has some deep meaning behind it.
Sorry ass, goddamn broke ass nigga. Okay. Anyway. Number eight. You know what I'm saying? Best black director.
I'm going to go with John Singleton.
Okay, I ain't mad at John Singleton. All right. I mean, like I said, that is a very, very tight race. And I did pick F. Gary Gray because he's made movies that have actually been harder to make and pull off than the rest of them. Even though I respect immensely a lot of the movies that John Singleton and Spike Lee have made, once again, my pick for that category is F. Gary Gray, officially. And you can ask me about the movies if you're just coming on the line. I gave you a list of movies that Gary made, F. Gary Gray, John Singleton, the Hughes Brothers, and Spike Lee made, and I told you why I picked my pick. Okay, number nine, best sex scene.
I didn't even think anybody was going to remember this one, but Jason's there.
Yeah. That's the best thing. It's about Jada and Alan Payne, right? And that,
it was
that,
like so passionate. It was just like, damn, that's real. That ain't.
That's
like,
they was fucking for
there's
real.
There's no way they could be acting.
That's because they was fucking for real. I'm telling everybody, y'all don't remember all the shit in Ebony Jet magazine back then where they was interviewing the shit. They was talking about it. Fuck with y'all at? Okay. Number 10, best soundtrack to a movie.
The best soundtrack. I have to go back to. I think Set It Off. I like that.
The soundtrack was Set It Off was good, but I mean, really though?
I guess because I really liked the movie so much that it just, you know, every time I heard it, it just made me want to go do some shit.
Okay. All right. It made you want to rob a bank or what? I'm just asking.
I thought about it. Hell yeah. Around that time, me and my girls really thought about it. We thought, you know, we could get away with this. We had to plot it out, let me tell you.
Okay. All right. So, movie that you can relate to.
The movie or show? It wasn't a movie, but it was a show. And it was a little bit of a throwback from when I was really little.
What's that?
The Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life? How the hell can you relate to this? Were you raised in a foster home by a fucking white lady?
No.
How the fuck is the Facts of Life?
Wait a minute. Let's break it down. Because Tootie and her friends on that show, that was like my little clique whenever I was a little bitty girl. I promise you, when you said movie show that you can relate to, I was like, oh my goodness, The Facts of Life. I remember that.
You're from fucking Panama City, Florida, right? Grew up in your mom and daddy's house with the Bay High. How the fuck is The Facts of Life? Damn it, Shay. I would pull the trigger if this shit wasn't about people's opinion.
It's my opinion.
So you grew up hanging around white people. I mean, everybody said you sound like a girl.
Let me tell you, when I grew up, I mean, that was my little clique. That was who, you know, lived in the neighborhood or whatever around that time. So,
okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. I don't know how you come up with that. I don't know shit. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it
okay. Worst TV show or movie ever?
You know what? I couldn't think of one for that one.
Okay. Homeboys in Outer Space. Yeah.
I probably didn't even watch that.
That's how bad it was. That's probably why you don't know what it is. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. I can't think.
Most underrated movie or TV show.
I'm gonna have to pick The Hurricane. I don't think it really got enough talk.
The Hurricane.
And you don't even remember who it is. Sorry,
Denzel was in there watching. Yeah, Denzel was in there. Right. I guess you could say it, even though it wasn't an all black movie. But I guess you could say that. Okay. All right. Best black romantic comedy. Actually, you know what, Shay? There is a movie that you picked a movie. It's funny. You picked one of my picks for that. I'm going to go ahead and say that. You picked Rosewood as one of your best movies, but I picked Rosewood as the most underrated black movie ever. Because it really didn't get
no
problem.
You know what? It could be, too. Yeah, it could
be. You feel me? I picked that as my most underrated movie. You feel what I'm saying? So... You know what I'm saying? And there's so many people who haven't seen that should see it, that it's just ridiculous. So your movie, you picked that as your, what did you pick that as your favorite, best movie?
All around. And I guess maybe I was picking my favorite all around, I guess.
Right. But I picked that as my best, my favorite black movie that's underrated that nobody hardly ever talks about as one of the great fucking, like, Ving Rhames part in that fucking movie was, man, come on, man. For real.
Forget about it, I guess. I don't know.
Nobody really is up on their game on that movie, man. And that's sad because that's a movie that black people really need to watch because that's some real true shit. Yeah, man. Come on. I mean, kill black people who don't know about Rosewood.
I'm going to go rent it and take it to work and make everybody watch
y'all,
it.
What are y'all doing? Anyway, all right, last one, Shay. Two more. You got Best Black Romantic Comedy. Go ahead.
Okay, now this one, I can't remember the name of the movie, but I'll tell you who was in it. It had Jamie Foxx and Gabrielle Union. And oh my gosh, I could not remember
that. Did you play that game, Joy?
No. That wasn't Tuesday Play. That's got Vivica Fox in it.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking,
Jamie Foxx and Gabrielle Union. Anybody know the name?
And it was, I can't remember the name of it.
What was it about?
It was about, he was supposed to be, like, being, like, this, like, fake guy to, one of his friends didn't want to go out with this girl, and he was supposed to, like, go out with her and, like, you know, tell him basically he wasn't no good, and the girl fell in love with him, and they started dating, and
okay.
That's how it was, kind of thing.
All right. Anybody, when I get to anybody's line, y'all help Shay out on remembering that name.
I'm telling you,
I can't think of it.
I wanted to go rent it, and I couldn't remember the name of the movie for nothing.
There's so many black romantic comedy. That's why I had to give it its own.
But it was really funny. And
okay.
It had a good soundtrack. Too,
even though.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Well, I got my pick, because it was only one of them that I could actually tolerate, and that's why I picked it. All right, y'all already know what it's going to be. 15, last one. Sexiest actor or actress that's out right now.
I'm going to have to say Taye Diggs, and yeah, I know he's short as hell, but still, Taye Diggs. He's fine.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. I don't know what you guys need. Sure. Oh, you know what? It's funny It's funny how all y'all fucking black females always talk about y'all can't stand a short motherfucker, but everybody y'all picking for the sexiest motherfucker is like 5'6" and shit. Y'all taller than both of these motherfucking niggas. I don't understand that. That's just
fine as hell. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Even though he looked like your little brother, okay.
Okay. I will never wear high heels when I stand next to him.
All right, exactly. Hold on, Keith must know the name of that movie. What's the name of that movie?
Ooh, I hope she does. I think it was Breaking All the Rules. Yes, that's it.
All right. Good looking out.
And we know about Rosewood. That was one of the ones, like you said, with School Days. It's like, who didn't know about Rosewood?
Now, a lot of people don't be talking about Rosewood like that. When it comes to the grand scheme of great movies, they never mention it. They'll always say, Color Purple, Set It Off. Boy, they never, nobody never fucking
mentioned it. Rosewood was the,
fucking mentioned that movie, though. But no bullshit.
Oh.
It's underrated. It's highly underrated. One of the greatest black movies ever made. Highly underrated.
Yeah,
all black cast.
It was.
All black cast, black director, damn near, except for the white people that they had, the hating-ass Ku Klux Klan people. Outside of that, yeah, probably one of the best ever made, and nobody ever talked
about
it. Yeah. Okay, ladies, I appreciate it. Let me go to the next caller so I can spin this Lloyd C. and Eloise joint, all right?
All right.
Matter of fact, hold on a second. Let me go. I got three people. I'm coming to y'all. I want to go ahead and spin this song real quick. You feel me? And then I'm coming to you. Keisha L., stay on the line, you on deck, and what is this, 609, yeah, you next, and the 404, I see you, and 678, I'm coming to everybody next, all right, let me go spin this joint real quick, shout out to Aerie Publicity for sending me this joint, this is a duo called Lord T and Eloise, you feel me, they out of the Tennessee area, and I'm about to spin this record, they got a lot of great songs, they like hip-hop, like rock, kind of like, sort of, but they really be flowing, they kind of like a Beastie Boys, kind of thing going on, you feel me? And they got 8 Ball on the song. That's what made me check the song out. I was like, how the fuck? I looked at them when I first looked at them, they looked like a rock group. And then I listened to the music and I was like, whoa, they got 8 Ball and MJG. You feel me? On the joint. You feel me? So I'm gonna go ahead and spin this joint. No, let me find it. Okay, I got it. Alright, this is Lord T and Eloise featuring 8 Ball, the Fat Mac. Back from the, hold on, let me tell you the name of the joint. Hold on, I want to make sure I get it right. Back from the business trip. All right, Lord T. Eloise, featuring 8 Ball, back from the business trip. K1H Internet Radio, I bet you ain't heard this shit nowhere else. Shouts out, Aerie Publicity, I got you. Send me some more shit.
Mr. Jet Setter, I just stepped out the jet. Another deal sealed by the weeds, another deadline met. Feet hit the tarmac, then I'm slipping into the rover. The week is over, time to take a break and taking over.
I'm taking over, creating history, mystery, no room in the vault. Step climbing through the limo,
in a champagne lamp.
So is other weeds, we got some bottles of pop to celebrate these corporations we rob.
Robbing companies like Carnegie Rockefeller Gate. Corporate bets on these jets, I'm making Wall Street shake. When I take the mess back by storm, Standard & Poor's, it's only four with my main core.
P, call the show for me, they're down at the casino. I just lost a million in crap, have that dinner at the marina. The party's just getting started, we meeting up with the gentlemen. They bring a lovely lady, so I'm here.
the bread pudding. Got a buzzin', feeling good, and think I wanna end my trip by dipping with this beautiful woman. It's been so successful, the creep is so much stressful, and I'm ready to get home and get served like some dome.
Back at home, ladies on my tip, MX Black on my flip, taking champagne sips. No phone, skinny dip, shooting from the hip, cause I'm back from the trip.
Just got back, back on the business trip.
Back from the business
trip.
When I'm in the club, giving away that cash money.
I like your style, it's cool, make it do what it do. I print more money to replace whatever money we blew.
Cause on the business trip, I purchased expensive businesses. My apprentices witnessed it.
Now it's the end of the business week and I'm kicking it. Work hard for the good life, so you know Maurice is living it. In the jacuzzi, trying to figure out which chick to hit. My hair rolled up in curlers, so you know they wanna get with it.
Richard, why don't you bring me another cognac? In fact, come into the Northeast lab.
I'm back, kick back, and relax for a bit. Cause I'm back, yeah, I'm back. Now I'm back from the trip.
All day, laptop in my Louis Vuitton bag, back of the limo, Blackberry in my hand, Japan, London, and Amsterdam, smoke so much I can't even feel my hands, money been made, celebrating is on the way, make some noise if you just got paid, I just got laid, Patron in my system, 25 bitches was here but you just missed them, butt naked licking whatever you put in front of them, I was being greedy, had to sample every one of them, Lord T, Eloise came with the stinky green, I'm so high, a nigga start seeing things, give me something to drink and a plate of hot wings, when I wake up I gotta count this green.
Back on the business trip,
back on the business,
back on the business, I gotta work on my pay,
back on the business trip,
back on the business trip,
back on the business
trip.
Back for back.
Say what?
He back from the business.
Say what?
Word. I'm fucking with that, man. I don't know, man. I just like it because it's different. It's rock confused with rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm with that collaboration. You feel me? They white dudes. They look white. When I see they paid, they think they white. But they got a lot of hot songs, man. They on there like hip-hop, like Beastie Boys type shit. And they got songs with like a lot of like rap cats, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking these guys gonna probably pop in a minute because they got songs with quite a few industry people. So I got permission by their people to use it because they knew they kind of be tripping about playing stuff, you know, don't have permission to on a lot of these podcasts that can fuck up my podcast status and stuff. So that's why I keep it to the indie so I don't have to worry about those problems. But got permission from their publicists and everything to run that joint. They're trying to come up and get some exposure. And I like different. We all about this shit at K100, you understand? And that's something I feel like needed to be played. But actually, go to that MySpace page, you feel what I'm saying? Just go to MySpace and look MySpace, Lord T and Eloise, you feel me? And it should be pretty hard to find. I'm going to post the link up to the Facebook. So on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably, you know, if you follow the K100 on Facebook, I'll go to Facebook and then post up the link. And then you go there and check out that music, man, because it's like some different shit. If you ever liked the Beastie Boys back in the day and shit, you feel me? They white boys, but they be jamming, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how they got 8 Ball on that joint, but I'm digging it because they had the homie on there. And that's what made me get my attention. So we back to the motherfucking show. Thanks to everybody that's on the line. Thanks to everybody that waited, you know what I'm saying, that's waiting patiently to get their turn to answer these questions. You understand? Shout out to everybody that's just listening. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number coming to the show. Episode 64. Did I say 65 a minute ago? I don't know. Anyway, episode 64. You feel me? You know, black TV and black cinema. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about tonight on the show. You feel me? The best of black TV and the best of black cinema. And I got the, I asked 15 questions, 15 categories. You understand what I'm saying? That I wanted to get your best of in. And we've been going so far. We only had, we got three people to go right now. Up on deck, I see we got Keisha F. You feel me? Keisha?
Yeah.
What's going on? You ready for me, Keisha?
Now, you know it's not only Keisha.
Oh, my God. Tiffany, too. What's happening, Tiffany?
Oh, you didn't even sound excited to hear my voice, but let me not interrupt my girl Keisha, though.
All right, so we're going to go down the list real quick, you feel me? And y'all run it down. Everybody listening on the line, you feel me?
I'm
wait patiently, and I'm coming. If you hit the number one, I'm going to come to your line. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show, and be sure to hit the number one if you want to go. If you don't know the list, write it down as I go, all right? All right, Keisha, number one.
All right.
This all-around cool. black TV show.
The Cosby.
Of course. I'm waiting for somebody to come up with another answer. That just goes without saying. All right, number
I know.
Two. Best all-around black movie.
Malcolm X.
Ah, okay. Malcolm X is a great movie. All right. Best male role on a TV show in a movie.
On a TV show, I'll have Ice-T in Law & Order.
Really?
Because I think he was, yeah, because wasn't he one of the first black ones on Law & Order? I think he just kind of broke the mold, kind of broke in there.
Okay.
Well, that fair lady on the show that was on there. Oh, right, that Cici lady, But as far as actors as men, I think
right.
Ice-T.
Okay, in a movie?
In a movie, I have no idea. I want to just say, you know, Denzel and Malcolm X. I don't know.
That's not a bad.
I know it's not a bad choice, but I feel like it's kind of commercial. I don't know.
I feel like
I could have come up with something better.
It is what it is. It is no, because I mean that was hard to beat. You know what I'm saying? That was really hard to beat, actually. So I'm not mad at that answer. All right, female, best female.
female in a TV show. I will give it to. Oh, gosh, I didn't write this one down. But you know who my favorite person was in a TV show? Don Lewis in A Different World.
Don Lewis in A Different World? You got the show. Let me go ahead and give my answers to that. You got the show right, but who the fuck played their role better than fucking Jasmine Guy playing Whitney Gilbert?
Okay,
really?
Yeah, Jasmine
what
was good, but I related more to Don. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Whitney was good. Whitney, she took it from, yeah.
Pandit,
she did that
I mean,
part
really?
For years.
Come on, man. Jasmine Guy playing Whitney. I can't even understand how anybody didn't think about that when I because neither Shay nor Key actually had the answer. And I'm like, y'all forgetting Whitney? That was my pick for Whitney. I mean, that was
that
my pick.
Too. I did forget Whitney.
Right. And so I don't know. But okay. So what about a movie? Female in the movie.
For a movie, I will say, what was Diana Ross, Lady Sings the Blues, like that whole Billie Holiday. Sultry. I like that.
All right. Favorite. All right. I actually have for my movie, and a lot of people really didn't pay attention to the movie, but I think that she played the part to the T was when what's her name? Lynn Whitfield, when she played Josephine Baker.
Oh man.
I think she played that shit fucking flawlessly. You know what I'm saying?
That was awesome.
You
and I just
mean?
Watched that the other day. Yeah.
Right. Yes, I think
that
that's my answer. Yes, I think that's my answer. So I went with that. I had a couple of other because it's been so black female actresses are so slept on and so underrated. Like I could go on days for days about the role that they played. You feel me? But I gotta say, Lynn Whitfield and Josephine Baker. When I watched it, I was like, is she really Josephine? I never really seen the real Josephine Baker. But I mean. That's like,
right, and she could have been, yeah.
Could have been her. That's like that's like when old girl played Selena. I'm like, is that really Selena or not? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But what's the girl? What's her name? Played Selena.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, J-Lo. Even though she, I'm
Puerto
like,
Rican
she just
played the Mexican.
Yeah, just played, well, Hispanic. That was pretty much it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Female best throwback show.
Good Times.
I'll take Good Times.
Yeah,
you gotta
watch Good Times.
I mean, come on, what's happening over there?
Singing in the
child line.
Oh my God. Oh, no. I love Good Times. That's my show.
Okay, best black comedy movie.
Friday, the Friday series. Anytime I watch it.
Oh my God, I can't believe. Okay, let me go ahead because
I know
got 50 people that have said not said my movie. I can't let it go any longer.
What was your movie?
Coming to America. What are you people crazy? Are you people insane?
Yes.
Friday was funny. Friday was cool, but there was never a fucking black movie comedy that was better than Coming to Fucking America.
That's true. Oh, man. It didn't even cross my mind.
What are you people doing? What are you people speaking of? Everybody came with Hunter Man. If that's not your favorite black comedy, Friday was cool. Friday was funny. But those fucking roles that Eddie Murphy played in Arsenio Hall, doubling for each other. Come on, man. Genius.
Okay, okay. You got it. You're right. You're right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. maybe I'm just. Maybe
cool,
I'm just.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Best movie that stars an entertainer turned actor.
Boys in the Hood.
That's my answer. That's because I was a rabid Ice Cube fan before he even got on. And that movie just made you want to fucking move to the hood. He made you want to move to Compton even though you might get shot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Exactly. My favorite line. What'd you hit me for?
He was just very believable. Now I will say that Tupac and Juice is my next up under, right up under there. And then I would go with Dreamgirls. Everybody, you know, I would go with Jennifer Hudson and Dreamgirls. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got to give it to Pac and Juice, too. Pac did his thing in Juice. Okay. Let's see. Hood movie.
Hood movie?
Uh-huh.
Belly.
Of course, that's my answer. Belly. That, and you could almost give DMX a nod for the question before that because DMX...
Yeah.
Played his ass. I mean, it wasn't hard to go in there and be you. Just remember the lines, nigga. Just beat DMX, but just say this. That's all you had to do. Because the movie was catered and geared for his personality. When Hype Williams wrote the script and was coming up with the script, he had X in mind. So that's what a lot of things, that's one thing people don't know. That's why that movie popped off. You could tell with Nas' role was far less believable because, you know what I'm saying, it really was, but DMX was actually asked to play DMX. That's why Ice Cube's role in Boys in the Hood came across so well, because he was basically asked to play a nigga who grew up in Compton. How much of a stretch is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, go moving right along. Best Black Director.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I heard you say it because I tuned in late. I thought I was going to be the only one. That's Gary Gray.
Of course, thank you.
Awesome.
Guys don't even, they're not up on F. Gary, even though they watch his movies and love his movies, they don't even know who the fuck he is at the time.
Exactly.
They don't even know he made a goddamn movie. You know what I'm saying? Now,
exactly.
Like I said, everybody who loves Spike Lee and John Singleton, no disrespect to them brothers, they both geniuses in their own right, but I think F. Gary Gray has made movies that are very, very much harder to make. Let me leave.
Yeah.
He made Friday.
The movies that people relate to.
Friday.
Movies that people are
going to
relate to.
Yes. He made Friday. Well, I don't know. I think maybe Spike Lee has made more movies that you can quote-unquote relate to in a way, but I think that F. Gary Gray, with him making so many action movies filled with action and effect, I think that's what makes his movie, that's what makes him a better director, because those movies, see, the thing is, I went to school for this a little bit for the media production side, so I understand that kind of movie is very much hard. It's not even really a comparison, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to actually making the movie and making it work and come across cinematically. Those movies are hard. Law Abiding Citizen, The Italian Job, those fucking car scenes in The Italian Job and chase scenes, nigga, you set it off. The action is set it off. A Man Apart, The Negotiator. The action, those movies. And then he's the same dude that made Friday. I mean, come on. How do you,
wait
you know?
A minute.
He made Friday. Yeah, he made Friday.
I was I know, but I was thinking A Man Apart. I was like, no, I was thinking The Inside Job. That was a Spike Lee movie. Never mind.
Yeah, that was Spike Lee. That was Spike Lee one movie and making a movie that I felt like wasn't a Spike Lee movie until he had to throw that one.
Yeah. Like when it was moving on the cart, like when the bodies were floating.
Right.
That was what made me know.
That's what made piss me off, because I'm like, Spike, can we get one fucking movie? One movie, Spike.
No, nope, you can't do it. You can't do
it.
It's like
the
video director guy. What's his name? He's always in his videos.
Who?
The little dude from Atlanta. Brian somebody.
Oh yeah, I forgot his name. Yeah, I know. I forgot his name. I can't think of his name right now.
He always shows up in his movie or in his video. It's like that. He's got a signature.
I know. But big ups to John Singleton, because the brother made some of my favorite movies of all time, those being Boys in the Hood, Higher Learning, and Rosewood. And that fucking Shaft with Sam Jackson was great. The Puerto Rican, the guy that played Peoples Hernandez, excellent actor. And he also played Malcolm X. He went from People Hernandez to Malcolm X. I mean, Martin Luther King on the HBO movie. I don't know how the fuck. I didn't know he was Puerto Rican or what the fuck he was. When he did both of those, I was like, great action. But the brother John Singleton is great. But I'm going back to Gary Gray. He's made movies that are actually a little bit more difficult to make. All right, moving right along. Best sex scene. Best sex scene.
And Belly, when he flipped keys, what?
You know what? That was my second one. I was waiting for somebody to say that, but I didn't want his butt. But he drugged Keisha fucking fine, black, sexy, tall ass. Bitch was bad and fucking Belly, nigga. Kill yourself. If your man don't think Keisha and Belly was sexy, refer to episode, my last night's episode, please. Refer to last night's episode, Usual Suspects. If your man don't think Keisha was one of the baddest, that she was looking good in that motherfucking movie. Now, she ain't my...
Oh, extra greasy.
Oh, man. Drug ass. But they did. The scene wasn't as long and as passionate as the one in Jason's Lyric. And that's why I picked Alan Payne. I picked Alan Payne and Jada Pinkett and Jason's Lyric for that. Okay.
And you know what was another good sex scene was in Love Jones. They didn't show anything, but that was still hot. I think it was still hot.
Okay. Sorry. All right. All right. Best soundtrack to a movie.
Love Jones. That soundtrack.
Love Jones actually did have a good soundtrack, but of course my pick is Above the Rim because I'm into rap, and it also had a lot of good R&B on it too. You feel what I'm saying? It had a lot of good R&B, but I still pick Above the Rim. I still don't think it's gonna ever be. It's one of my great ones. That was the one.
And you know, Have Plenty had a good soundtrack too.
Who?
Have Plenty. That was one of those black comedies that not a lot of people saw.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know anything about that soundtrack, so I can't talk on it.
Oh.
No, I don't know anything about the soundtrack. I'm gonna have to check it out. I think with Above the Rim, why just saying Above the Rim is the best because I have never, outside of that soundtrack, heard more people driving around in their cars listening to that soundtrack like it was a fucking CD. Bumping Pour Out a Little Liquor. You know what I'm saying? The Snoop Dogg song on there. You feel me? The Dog Pounds. All those songs, the SWP songs. People was riding around bumping that CD like it was the fucking album, like an album. Like, they was buying that shit. Like, you wouldn't hide if you didn't have the Above the Rim soundtrack. Like, for real, you had to have that. Like, you had the Chronic and, like, you had Doggy Style. You feel me? Straight up. So that's why I gave it the nod. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Moving right along. Where are we at? Movie that you can relate to.
Movie that I can relate to?
Yeah, best movie you can relate to.
Oh, I have Love Jones.
Love Jones? Oh, let me go ahead and give you mine because I haven't given y'all my answer for this one. Mine is that Backstage movie. You remember that movie Backstage that they made with all the rappers? Biggie?
Yeah.
All of them, and they basically followed everybody around and showed what it was like, you know, doing shows and trying to make it in the rap game and all that. That's the best. That's the movie that can relate to me. And it's also my fucking runner-up for the best soundtrack ever because that fucking soundtrack was murder. You feel me? But you got to be a real rap lover to really say that. If you like mostly R&B, you're not going to pick it. You feel what I'm saying? But the Backstage soundtrack is my second favorite soundtrack of all time. But the movie, I can relate to the struggle. I can relate to what he's talking about. It pulled me in more. So Backstage, and that was actually a movie release. It wasn't no goddamn DVD shit. They blasted that shit. A lot of people didn't saw it. So that's my answer for that. All right? So,
okay.
Worst TV show or movie ever?
Worst TV show? I didn't get a TV show that was the worst, but the worst movie was that Don't Be a Player, Drinking Your Juice in the Hood business. That was the most retarded. I didn't even get past where the woman thought her child was dead in the street and then it wasn't her child. I had to get out of there. No more after that. No.
Alright, but I still say the fucking dumbest TV show ever was Homeboys Not a Space and Stretch and the dudes in different
places. Yeah.
Who made that?
See, I didn't even watch that foolishness. I thought Malcolm and Eddie was bad enough.
No, Malcolm Eddie was Oscar nominated compared to that shit. For real. I mean, Emmy nominated, for real. Most underrated movie or TV show?
I think All of Us was an underrated TV show.
All of Us?
Yes. Of Us. And it had a, what's his name? Dwayne Martin and Lisa Ray.
Oh, really? I mean, underrated. A lot of people watched that shit. I didn't like it.
But it didn't stay on long. That's what made it underrated for me. And I think as far as movies go, I would say Have Plenty.
Okay, well, I already said my most underrated movie was Rosewood. Now, when it comes to TV show, it's actually a show that's actually in syndication, and it's a comedy, and I liked it, and a lot of people, I think it got canceled, but I've seen it. I don't know if it's still on or syndicated, and I don't even like Chris Rock, But his show All About Chris was fucking funny and good to me. With
Everybody Hates Chris.
Everybody Hates Chris. I think that show was that was one of the better black family comedies that had came out in the last 10 years.
It was relatable.
And I thought that show was really good, and I don't even know if it still comes on, if it got canceled or not, but the couple episodes I saw that shit was, like, hilarious, well put together, good acting by old dude, the big dude from Friday, and old girl from Martin. I thought that was a great show, and I don't know how the hell it got lost in the sauce, and I don't know why black people didn't all tune in and support it, but, I don't understand what happened, but I think that show was underrated and canceled too early. They should have gave it a chance. It was actually good to me. All right, black romantic comedy.
Black romantic comedy?
Yeah.
Well, I've said Love Jones too many times. But I think Two Can Play That Game was a good one.
Okay, my answer is the one, I think the name of it was Brown Sugar with Queen Latifah.
Oh, that was a good one.
You feel me? The one where Mos Def is in it and he's the rapper and the guy leaves the label because he's got Ren and Tin, the whack-ass motherfucking rappers making that garbage-ass fucking music and he don't want to do that shit anymore and he started his own independent label and he's in love with the chick and they talk about hip-hop and yeah. Fucking with it.
Yeah.
Only way you're going to get me to watch that movie. Only way you're going to get me to watch any movie kind of sort of like that. The side plot with Mos Def and him trying to get Mos Def a deal and him trying to get him on the radio. And that's what made me watch that fucking movie. That's the only way I can tolerate a fucking Taye Diggs movie. That's it.
Okay.
The only way you're going to get me.
Okay.
I see some rappers in it, but I love that movie. I ain't going to lie. That's the only one I ever really actually liked. All the rest of them is like whatever I've seen it before. Best Man, all that shit is all the same, but that one added a particular twist to it that I love, that made me actually really want to watch that movie again. I watch it when it comes on TV now. You feel me? Even though it's technically a love story, I still sit there and watch that because of the ripple.
I still watch it.
Okay. I like it. All right. And last but not least, sexiest actor. It's for you, ladies.
Best actor. Sexiest for the ladies,
actor.
I'm going to say Idris Elba.
Who?
He's coming through. Idris Elba.
Is that the guy?
The British guy in Players or Takers, whatever the new movie is that's coming out. And then he did Daddy's Little Girls. What else did he do?
The black guy from Daddy's Little Girls?
Yes, the daddy.
Oh, okay. He is fly. I don't know if he's fly. I don't really care. I'm just saying, I didn't know he was, blowing up like that. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Yes, he is. He's been. I mean, all he's got to do is talk. And
I
think the latest
movie. What other movie he's been? Oh, you know what? He was actually in the movie that I just saw not too long ago that I liked, in Losers. You ever seen the movie Losers?
Losers? No, I didn't get to see that one.
Well, my pick for sexiest motherfucking female is in that motherfucker, and that motherfucker is Zoe Saldana. So I forgot. I don't know how to say her last name.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh, man. What? Love her.
She's pretty.
Love her. Perfect. Flawless. Find a flaw.
Nope. Not flawless.
Flawless.
Look at her nose. One nostril's bigger than the other, boo.
Really?
Zoe's got a flaw. Really. Seriously. And it's so noticeable. It's so noticeable. She's a pretty girl, but I think that's cute. I think that's cute about her.
I'm a guy.
You don't care. Exactly. You ain't got a freaking nose, so it don't really matter.
I just think she's sexy as a motherfucker, and when she gets a role, whatever, you know what I'm saying? She's my chick for right now. I love just looking at her ass. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now, I still love that fucking fine-ass Puerto Rican girl that's in fucking All About the Benjamins and a couple other movies. You feel me? What's her name? The Puerto Rican girl. You know, she's fucking everybody.
Oh, yeah, Eva Mendez.
Yeah, Eva Mendez. That's a bad motherfucker, but she ain't black. But that motherfucker can get it. Drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Man.
Thank you for letting me know that. Okay.
Right. That motherfucker bad. But she not black. You know what I'm saying? My favorite. And I think old girl is mixed, actually. You know what I'm saying? But she hot.
Yeah, was she? Oh, Zoe, yeah.
Yeah. I think Zoe's mixed, but she fucking hot. She's the new Hallie to me. She's replacing Hallie. I'm fucking with her.
If she can keep some work, she'll do well.
I mean, she got a lot of movies, man. And she got some new shit coming out. I just seen the preview for that Loser movie. She was hot in that, even though they let the white dude mash her, motherfucker. But, and she's with the white guy also in Death at the Funeral. I'm not mad. I'm just saying, can she get some goddamn love scenes where a dude, black dude, drag her ass? She always be fucking drugged by a white boy. I know it's because she mixed.
You like white dudes.
I know. She's
never
mixed.
Seen her with her boyfriend?
She mixed. So she's not, she don't grow up with the whole black-white stick, but she got a... kind of mixed chick, but she's still hot. Give a damn. All right. Thanks, Keisha.
No problem.
All right. 347-934-0966. I got a lot of people on the line. Are y'all listening? Are y'all taking notes? Y'all want to ask a question? Y'all got your list made up? You feel me? Let me know. You dig? Let me know what's popping with you. And I'll come to your line. You feel me? Well, make sure you hit the number one. You feel me? And I hope, Shay, you want to say something?
Yes. I had totally forgot. I think you just skipped me with the role, the best female TV role. I wrote down Jasmine Guy. That was me in junior high school. I love Jasmine Guy.
Yeah. Jasmine Guy's role in playing Whitney Gilbert. I don't know what black woman solidified a role on TV better than Whitney. I got like 10 people on the line. If you could just answer that one fucking question, if you know anybody who played a fucking better role than Jasmine Guy and Whitney Gilbert, black woman on TV, I mean, Claire Huxtable, Felicia Rashad.
Nobody did.
Played it good, but you had, you know, Felicia Rashad acted, but she didn't really act because Jasmine Guy really is nothing like Whitney Gilbert was in real life. So that was a constant role, that fucking southern, that deep southern, goddamn southern belle accent that she had.
With that twang she did.
Yeah. Yeah, that right there took the most. Yeah, yeah. Respect Jasmine Guy for that. And she was so good at it that it typecasted her and it made her hard to get other roles. That's how good she was at fucking playing with. When you get typecasted like that.
Anything like that.
Yeah, they just believe you so much. And you know what I'm saying? And I agree with your role about Kadeem Hardison. You feel what I'm saying? Playing Dwayne Wade. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he played him so good, I think he kind of got typecasted. Whenever Dwayne Wade tried to play a serious person, it was like, I just think
he didn't look right in it.
All you want to see him as is Dwayne Wade, and all you want to see Jasmine Guy as is Whitney. And it kind of hurt their careers. That's how great they played those fucking roles. You know what I'm saying? That's how great. But my best, even though Dwayne Wade did his thing or whatever, my best role played by a motherfucking man of all time has to be Sherman Hemsley playing George Jefferson. I don't give a shit. Sherman Hemsley playing George Jefferson will never ever be duplicated. You feel me? Martin was good.
About his little shorts, so.
People were great. Guys were okay, but you will never ever have a black lead role played to the teeth like fucking George Jefferson, like Sherman Hemsley played George Jefferson. I mean, I don't know who the fuck can beat that. You feel me? Just having a role, playing that part, being that character. Nobody can. You know, it was so hard that when they came out with a new move, with a new show, the Amen, he still had to be the same way. He couldn't even really change his swag up. It was like they changed his name, but it was still like fucking George Jefferson. I guess it was him being him, but I don't know, man. You feel me? But he played the fucking hell out of goddamn George Jefferson. And that's my guy. And in my movie, the role that I'll say, my role would be what's your boy name? It was in a Denzel Washington movie, but Denzel was in it, but he's not my guy in the movie. Don Cheadle in the movie with him and Denzel Washington, where he played Mouse. What was the name of that? Devil in the Blue Dress?
Oh, yeah.
The role he played in that motherfucking role, when he played Mouse, he played Denzel's sidekick in that fucking movie, Everybody was on Denzel? Nah, nigga. Don Cheadle killed it. Don Cheadle, what is it? However you say his last name, he killed Denzel.
Yeah.
He killed Denzel
in that movie.
Shut Denzel down in that fucking movie. That's one of my favorite roles nobody ever talks about. But I will give you that Denzel did his motherfucking thing in Training Day and Malcolm X. All right? All right, 267, we coming to you right now. You on the air. Caller. 267.
Yo, can you hear me, Blizzum?
Yo, I hear you. What's going on?
Chilling, man. What's the topic tonight, man? I just called in just to show some love, man. But I just called. I ain't even read the John tonight or nothing.
If you ain't read it tonight, man, it's gonna be hard for you because like we got a whole. I'm doing a category show where I'm asking people like questions. Basically the name of the show, you feel me, is episode 64, the best of black TV and film. And I'm asking you like 15 questions about what you think is the best of all time in different categories. You feel me?
All right.
You know what I mean? Now, I'll go ahead and give you a couple of minutes. Let's see if you can run through them real quick because nobody else is hitting the number one at the moment. I got a lot of people listening, but anybody else, nobody's hitting number. So I'll let you stay on the line. I'll let you see if you can run through them, all right?
All right. I'll listen to it.
All right, let's go. Best all-around black TV show ever on the TV.
TV shows, Martin.
Martin?
Single.
No. You only get one pick.
All right, yeah, Martin. Martin is my top.
Martin is your top. All right. So you think Martin was better than The Cosby Show?
Oh, damn. See, like, I'm only 24, so the
right,
Cosby
okay.
is a little bit
okay.
more.
Okay.
Out of my, like, you know what I mean?
All right. So since you're on 24, I'll give you that. In your era, you might would say Martin. But actually, in all actuality, The Cosby Show was the best black show ever on TV. But I will give you Martin because you're a couple years younger. All right, best all-around black movie ever.
All-around, let's see. The Color Purple was good.
Wait a minute. Now, how can you know about The Color Purple but not know about The Cosby Show?
Because, I mean, like, because The Cosby's is something you got to sit down and watch every day. Like, my dad always used to try to... Yeah, a movie is like a history lesson. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I've seen The Roots.
Right.
I've seen Titanic.
Right. All right. I will tell you, for everybody that don't know, I went with The Color Purple 2 also as my best black movie ever. Even though it was directed by a white guy, which is Steven Spielberg, he was one of the best fucking directors in the history of films. He's in the top five of all time. That's why the movie came off flawlessly. Great actors. Everything else about it was great. So Color Purple is actually the best black movie ever in my category, too. All right, number three, homie. Best male role on a TV show and in a movie. You feel me?
Best male role in a movie and a TV show?
Yeah.
Come on, help me out, boo. Best male, you got me. Best male role in a movie.
Well, you can say Martin since you like Martin so much. I mean, you can say Martin played his fucking part. He did his fucking thing. You feel me? I mean, he did his thing.
I like Denzel in Training Day. He really fucked that up.
All right. Well, I'll give you that because he won the Oscar for that, even though that's a... I'll give you that, though. Okay. What about females? Same question.
Female. Best
movie
female action role.
Yeah, movie and TV.
I had to get a Precious because I didn't like Monique for like 2 months because she played that show. Look, I was watching the Monique show. I'm like, I don't like this bitch, right? And I'm like, damn, that shit was just a movie. That shit wasn't even real. I had to get after her.
All right,
real
she
rap.
Did. I'm not mad at that right there. What about a TV show? Monique played that fucking part. Monique played it. For everybody who just jumped on the line, for those two questions, my answer was Whitney Gilbert in Different World, and my movie was Lynn Whitfield in Josephine Baker's Story. If you've never seen it, you need to. She played that shit fucking flawlessly. Okay, what about TV show, homie? We'll go to the next one.
Best female TV show?
Yeah.
Anything. Damn. Best female TV
we'll
show.
We'll go back. I'll come back to it. All right. What about the best throwback joint? Like the best throwback TV show. This is before like 1999, like Good Times, Jeffersons, and all that kind of shit. You feel me? What about that?
I think Living Single was right underneath. No, Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I'll take that. Very good. I was waiting for somebody to say that. But see, the thing about that was really after 1990. You feel me?
I feel you.
You feel like a throwback. I'm kind of on the borderline because some people wanted to pick Living Single, and I was like, not really throwback. I kind of wanted to go back to the Sanford Son, What's Happening era, but I guess if you really can't really remember that, really, you being your age,
I can remember Family Manners.
Who?
I don't know what year that came out, but that was a classic. Family Manners with Steve Urkel, Laura, and Carl Winslow,
right.
And all of them.
Well, that's another good one. I'll take that. I'm not mad at that. But so you're gonna only pick one. So which one are you going with?
I'm going with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because that was better show for me.
All right. I'll give you that with your age. I'll give you that. All right. Best black movie that's a comedy. A movie that's a comedy.
Say that question again.
The best black movie that's a comedy.
That's a comedy?
Yeah.
Best black movie that was a comedy. Damn, I've seen so many underground shit too. Let's see. Funny movie. Don't be a menace, South Central, while drinking your juice.
Holy shit. Look, hey, let me tell you why. Hold on. You got like fucking four people on here. Cause, all right, one of my other questions is the worst movie ever. And you got like four people saying that was the worst movie ever. And that's your favorite black comedy. You like that movie better than Friday.
Oh, shit. No, hell no.
Okay.
No, it's like, I'm trying to think back, and it's like, I'm just coming back to the first thing I can think of. Where does this
Let me tell you what we got so far. So far, we got Friday and Coming to America.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're going to have the Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights is good. I'll take it. I'll take Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights is in my top five. I'll take Harlem Nights.
Okay.
All right, I fuck with Harlem Nights. All right, what's the best movie that had an entertainer in it as a starring role? Like, you know, like Pac and Juice or Cube and Boys in the Hood or Old Girl and Dream Girls. Best movie that has an entertainer in it as a starring role.
Period.
Which one?
Best person that had the star.
The best movie that had the person who starred in it was like a rapper or a singer or some other shit.
So the best movie with the entertainment.
Period. No genre as far as comedy, action.
Period.
I remember when Belly first came out. DMX was that was a good movie. And DMX was pretty much the well, DMX and Nas was pretty much the stars, but it was really an underground movie.
Nah. We taking Belly. I take Belly. Fuck yeah, right. Yeah, that was a fucking a national, a worldwide release. That was a real movie. That wasn't no underground shit. That shit went on screens everywhere. Yeah. Nah, that was not we don't count that as underground. That shit was released everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll take Belly. All right. Now you got to answer the next question, which is the best hood movie. The best movie that's about some hood shit. That's about dope and money and guns and violence and shit.
It has to be between. Hold on. You have to excuse me for a second. Let's get past this, please. All
right.
We outside. Like, I can't control the background. Hold on. I can try to get past the Jamaican store. They playing reggae and shit.
All right.
But
Boys in the Hood.
I think Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society is like even neck and neck with me. I really don't know which one to go with.
I feel like that about both of those. You feel me? But for my best hood movie, I did pick Belly. You feel me? And I picked Ice Cube's role in Boys in the Hood. You feel me? I swapped them around, but you just had. All right. We got a couple more. Best black director. Do you know any of the black directors?
Not really. Like,
You got John Hughes, you got Spike Lee, F. Gary Gray. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to, I don't think I'm gonna really be able to answer that one because, I'm not too knowledgeable.
Okay.
I mean, I will go with Spike Lee, though, because he's the, he's more popular to me. I do know about a couple of Spike Lee picks.
If I told you some of the movies that John Singleton directed, maybe you can answer the question. Let me tell you some movies that John Singleton directed. Baby Boy, Boys in the Hood, Higher Learning, Poetic Justice, Shaft, Rosewood, Four Brothers, and Too Fast and Furious. That's John Singleton, brother. That's John Singleton. Now, let me tell you some movies that F. Gary Gray directed. Friday, The Italian Job, Law Abiding Citizen, A Man Apart, The Negotiator, and Set It Off. Those are F. Gary Gray movies.
Oh.
Right.
All right. I got two movies that I like on both genres. Like Rosewood, that should make you anybody emotional, you know what I'm saying? That was a real good movie.
Right.
Set It Off, that shit was gangster, and it was like, it had like that little emotional feel to it. Like, it make you really feel the characters, you know what I mean? Like, I really fuck with that movie hard.
Right.
I could still watch that movie to this day.
Right. It's kind of a tough one. It's a tough category. I pick F. Gary Gray because F. Gary Gray have made more films that are hard to pull off than the other ones. But all of these guys basically running neck and neck with me, but I picked F. Gary Gray. That was my pick. It's kind of hard. All right, I'll move on to the next. All right?
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
What's the best sex scene in a movie you ever seen? Black movie. Best fuck scene.
Best sex scene?
Yeah.
Didn't Will and Jada have sex for real and Ali?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think she... Nah. My answer, let me tell you my answer. I don't know if you ever seen... You ever seen a movie called Jason's Lyric?
Yes.
You ever seen the scene with her and Alan Payne get it in? That's my answer. Some people pick with DMX drug old girl in Belly. You feel me? Some people pick Lawrence Tate and Love Jones. We had a lot of different ones. You got to really kind of look at those. We'll go ahead and
what about Baby Boy?
What?
What about Baby Boy? Well, she's like, I fucking hate you. And he's like, I love you.
I mean, he did do his thing in Baby Boy. You feel me? He did his thing in Baby Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. What about the best soundtrack to a movie?
Best soundtrack. What soundtrack did I have? Let's think.
So you know, so the soundtrack as much as you used to back in the early 90s. In the 90s, that was shit to have a hot soundtrack to your movie. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I picked Above the Rim. You ever heard that soundtrack?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you missed the classic, go back and listen to it. Go back. Go copy. Yeah. That's some throwback shit. That's some homework for you to do. All right, next one. Let me go to a movie that you can relate to the most. What movie, what's the best movie that you can relate to that's kind of like you've lived that shit, you feel that shit?
Baby Boy, because I went through the whole shit with my mom and the new boyfriend and shit like that, getting kicked out, and I really went through that shit.
All right. I feel you. I dig that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a personal one, so there's no opinion right or wrong on that one. What about... The fucking worst TV show or movie you ever seen?
The worst? All right. God damn, there's so many of them, too. All right, that's... The worst TV show ever is fucking Jackass. Like, that is, like, the worst ever. Like,
you gotta be black. Black.
Or black.
Yeah, black, yeah.
Damn, I don't like to down my black people, but, if I had to keep it real, we gotta keep it 100 on K100, right?
Right.
What's the worst?
That show that just came out on TV Monday, Martin Show, Cussing Out Ali, is fucking horrible.
What's the name of that?
I forget, but it's horrible. So horrible.
Dang.
What she said?
Damn. I'm trying. Shit, that's white people in that joint. So I'm about to say Reno, 911. That shit is corny as hell, but it's just white people in that joint.
Right. Now you gotta be a mostly black. Alright, you think about that when we come back. Let me go to the next one. What's the best black romantic comedy? The best black romantic comedy. Your girl might be able to answer that better than you.
The best black
romantic comedy, like Love Jones or Best Man, or you know what I'm saying? All those kind of shits like with Tay Diggs and Morris Chestnut type niggas.
The what? My girl said The Wood. Yeah, but I liked it. Damn, what was the name of that movie? It's on the tip of my tongue.
I like the one with Queen Latifah, Mos Def, and Tay Diggs, and the girl was in love with hip hop and him at the same time. You feel me? He was trying to get a deal.
Brown Sugar.
Yeah, Brown Sugar. That's the one I picked. Yeah.
That's the one I was just about to say. Yeah, that
right.
one.
All right. Last but not least, I don't know if you want to answer this girl right there, but the sexiest actor or actress in a movie or film. It don't matter. The sexiest actor or actress out right now.
Well, I always had a thing for Lisa Ray. So anything she in, pretty much. So
right.
You know, background.
She bad. I fuck with Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray bad. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I picked old girl Zoe Saldana. You feel me? She in a couple of new movies. Little light skinned, red bone chick. You know what I'm saying? She's super bad, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Real pretty. You feel me? All right, man. Well, yo, thanks for calling into the show. We ran down your list, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just show you some love, man.
For sure, man. Appreciate you calling in, dog.
No problem, man. Anytime.
All right. Oh, we're coming down to the end of the show. Wow, man. I had a lot of people participating tonight. Thanks to everybody who's just, like, on the line listening or whatever. You feel me? But thanks to everybody who really participated, too. I think did somebody just raised their hand. Hold on a second. Key, did you raise your hand?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say when Keisha F said Idris Elba, oh, yes. Yeah, he can get the business.
Who now?
When Keisha F said for her sexiest actor, she said Idris Elba.
Right.
Yeah. He can get the business. Yeah, definitely. And Everybody Hates Chris is syndicated.
So it's canceled if it's syndicated then?
Yeah, it's syndicated.
That was a great show. I don't understand why people didn't jump on that. You feel me? As far as like a black sitcom, I thought I watched a couple episodes and I was like, wow, this shit is kind of actually funny. actually a good show, and I don't even really like Chris Rock, but he's not in it. It's just his voice. You feel me? So with him narrating it, it's great, and I just like, I just think it's a good fucking, like, black sitcom that nobody, like, supported it, and it just fell to the wayside. But I thought, I looked at a couple, I looked like that 3 episodes of it, and I was like, man, this show actually kind of funny. I dig
and
the character.
And that's Don Cheadle in that movie that you're talking about.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. I know, I can't never say his last name. Yeah. He played, when he played Mouse in that fucking movie, that role, when he played that movie, everybody was talking about the movie and Denzel. I'm like, nigga, y'all did not see how that nigga acted and played that role in that fucking movie. He killed that role. I don't know.
And now you're making me want to go see the Josephine Baker story.
Oh, Brett, man. Lynn Whitfield did her thing in that movie. She never really got no shine, no accolades for that shit. And that's fucking travesty, but you got to watch that movie. I don't even really want
to
see the Josephine Baker no more. Because, like, all I'm going to think about is Lynn Whitfield. You feel what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, Shay, you hit it one more time?
Yeah, that's what I forgot to tell you. Everybody Hates Chris. It still comes on the reruns on CBS. I watch it every now and then.
Yeah. It's syndicated, which means they don't make any more new episodes, which means it's not really still being programmed. It's, you know what I'm saying?
And you can catch the reruns. You know, that can be our...
I know. I know. I mean, I see the reruns, but I'm like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I just think that it should
be some new thing.
I think it still should be on the air, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it should.
I don't think it ever should have got canceled. I just thought it was a good sitcom. We already don't have any on there. We don't even have one fucking black sitcom right now that's not a reality show. What is it? Anybody know a black sitcom that we got on TV right now that's not a reality show? Or, you know, that's just something that you can sit... What is it right now? I got like 10 people on the line. Some of y'all I know just listening. Y'all can't talk for various reasons. But just hit number one if you can answer that one fucking question. Or if you're listening to La La Land, 347-934-0966. Just call me real quick and tell me the black sitcoms that we got that's not the Cleveland Show or the Boondocks. It's not an animated series. You feel me? That's on a national, big ABC, NBC. There is none. We don't have any. We got some people with leading roles. Like, we got Jada with Hawthorne and shit, but that's not really a black sitcom. She's just a black leading lady. You know what I mean? I mean, what the fuck, man? We used to have a couple on. Now we only got shit. I'm mashing out the network. Fuck you. I'm mashing out the networks. And then wonder why we don't watch shit. That's why we always watching. All we want to watch is fucking Real Housewives and Fantasia, stupid ass. Mash Fantasia. Fuck, you about to kill yourself over a married nigga for a bitch. The fuck is wrong with you? Where they do that? Anyway. Yeah, I said it. Fuck you. K100 Radio. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. But I will, on that note, to everybody who goddamn letting Alicia Keys ride, but everybody want to got something to say about motherfucking Fantasia, fucking the married man, and none of you punk motherfuckers had nothing to say about Alicia whole ass. Yeah. Don't let me hear your Fantasia name come out your motherfucking mouth if you ain't got anything to say about Alicia whole ass. Once again, K100 fucking radio. Anyway, 347-934-0966. The best of black TV and cinema. We ran down a couple of lists and a couple of questions. You understand what I'm saying? 15 questions that I had for various people asking, you know, their favorite category for, you know, for of all time. I think I answered all of my questions. But before I go into a song, actually, let me go into a song real quick. And what do I want to say? What do I want to play? Hold on, Shay. Let me get you off the line. I'm going to go into a song real quick because I wasn't going to say too much on this thing. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop the homie M. Dot's joint. You feel me? Because he called in. And then I'm going to play his joint, My Life is Like a Movie. You feel me? No, he puts not a movie. I think it's the movie. All right, it's the homie M. Dot B. You feel me?
Yo, what up? It's your boy M. Dot B. Holding it down from the 215, PHILLY. Listening to the hottest blog talk radio station in the nation, K100. Shout out to my man Blizzum. He always got the hot topics, so keep your radios locked, because we keep it 100 around here. Yeah.
Voice in the hood.
I'm aiming for your head. My gun's big like Notorious. When it's said and done, who gon' tell the whole story? Us. You want some fake shit, you caught up in the matrix. Blitz naive, if you broke, hope you can take this. The shit that you talk in your numbers, it doesn't make. I know what you did last summer, it wasn't shit. You ain't never hustle in a new Jack City. Talking all this die-hard shit like you gritty. If you had pinky and fired up, or is it the powder that be fucking your mind up? Listen up, since training day, learn how to grind and get fresh. My first 28 days, I was depositing the check. I used to grind and assess the land house on the left. But them undercover brothers always hate the set. The police, upset, was taking niggas to jail. I'm ready, I can call up, I ain't getting no bell. I feel so plain, popped up an ACL. Like, what's good, nigga? I ain't part of the man's floor 12. I'ma get rich as I try and fuck what you heard. Money talks, if you ain't got it, you ain't saying a word. All about the Benjamins when I'm moving a bird. If you had dead presidents and you got served. I know American gangsters, American pimps. I know American soldiers and now walk with a limp. I do American shit, I'm an American guy. Try and eat, get a piece of the American pie. I'll knock your face off, put it through in your belly if you ever try and play me. Niggas must be crazy. I stay with the weapons if you ever want gunplay. Check me on Friday or any other Sunday. You won't be a hard target beefing with me. I'll pop you, then dump you in the deep blue sea. And if the cops question me and really try to find this out, my alibi was I was at Big Mama's house. Eating soul food, I was chicken and old school. That's my story, ain't changing, I told you. Don't get me crank, I tried to be a chill guy. I'm high, how high, real high. I'm an animal, I work with them paper soldiers. My squad's untouchable, my niggas is taking over. I blow in color purple when I stay with the bacon soda. My weed bass husky and my niggas be making boulders. I'm the best man, always looking fresh then. Got some dream girls, you only dream about sex then. Don't pay for their calls, don't pay their credit. All my bitches bad as shit like the Bay Bay kids. You a loser, I don't know what the fuck you been told. You ain't never gonna sell like revolutionary rule. My music and lyrics is hot, so I'ma go harder. I'm so nice, you probably think that I go hard.
Made a movie, dog.
You did.
Yo, I'm fucking with that. That's the homie M.B, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Always supporting the show. And actually, that's I don't even know why I'd even have that song on the brain to play, because that nigga named every fucking movie out in the fucking flow. Shouts out to the homie M.B. I was slipping on that M. You feel me? That shit went perfectly with the show. I should have started the motherfucking show out with that shit, so kill me. Yeah, that was totally relevant to the show. I'm glad I goddamn thought about that. I'm glad you hit me up on the show, and I'm glad I ran that joint. Because you basically was talking about, if you motherfuckers out there was listening and paying attention, the homie was like spitting all the fucking names of movies and shit, how he mashed that shit together, nigga. Yeah, I'm fucking with that shit. Totally relevant to the show. I got so much music on here, man, I be fucking forgetting all the hot shit I got. I got over 100 fucking songs loaded up in this shit. I can't remember every goddamn thing. But, once again, shout out to the homie M.B. I guess I'm going to have to fly that link up tonight one more time and let everybody know where they can find your joint. That was My Life is Like a Movie. You feel me? By the homie M.B. Appreciate you, homie, for that joint. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. Shouts out to Philly and everybody who's listening from that area. Everybody up north. I got a couple of, I think those a couple of, what's that? 267-215-347. Those are all up north numbers. So shouts out to everybody who's listening to me from up north, you feel me? And everybody, of course, was listening from the 850 and the Atlanta area. You dig? One time for everybody supporting the show. Thanks everybody who called in with their numbers and their opinions and shit, too. You feel me? I want to really appreciate everybody for interacting with the show. I had a lot of people listening. I don't know why I have all these people listening and not asking. Like, this is one of those shows where you had to interact, like, mostly interact. But I already know my faithful listeners are going to interact on the show or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? It's all good, you know what I mean? But I kind of wanted some new people to hear from some new people, but I always respect my frequent faithful callers because, I don't know, some of these answers was questionable, though. Some of these answers was questionable. Y'all got to get y'all movie game up, you know what I mean? For real. All right, once again, I'm going to go ahead and read my list before we end out with the show. 347-934-0966, if you're already on the line, you feel me, hit the number one if it's a point that you wanted to make or something you forgot or anything like that right there. You feel me? Hit the number one and I'll open up your line. You feel me? I only got 4 minutes left. You feel me? But episode 64, The Best of Black TV and Film. I'll run down my list one more time. You feel me? And I want to say shouts out to anybody who's doing movies, anybody who's in the film industry. I respect you. You feel me? I know about it. I'm not talking because I've been to school for that, and I know how hard it is. Just even in the editing room, you gotta immensely respect people who make movies. I know we like the bootleg movies and shit and all that. You feel me? And let's just be honestly and let's just be frank and clear. I don't really have as much a problem with bootlegging movies because of the simple fact that directors, actors, crew, everybody gets paid up front. So no matter what that movie sells, does, best of it, the box office rates, whatever, everybody always get paid on the front end with movies. On the back end is where they get paid with albums. So depending on how many albums you sell is how much money you get as an artist, how many royalties you get as a producer and everything. So that's why people, I admittedly myself, watch bootleg movies more than I actually, and I really don't even indulge in like bootlegging music because I actually do music, you feel me? And I understand the hard work that goes in and understand you don't get none of that back unless it's successful. Whereas with movies, if you got a budget in the film company, once they decide to make that movie, they cut the check. You get the money up front, you feel me? So it doesn't hurt them as much. It hurts the film companies, and in turn, it does make them hurt a little bit because they're reluctant to, they may not have the budget to make this extra movie that they wanted to make because of bootlegging, but still. If you, once you see that movie being made and it's done, then they already got paid. And that's the difference between bootlegging movies and bootlegging CDs. You feel me? All right, that's why a lot of people don't shine on that as much. But I immensely respect people who make movies because if you knew how tedious it was and how much work and how much effort it was going into making the movie, I think you would respect it a lot more when some of these movies that have been made. You know what I'm saying? And you would support them more. You feel me? You support them more. You know what I mean? And the movies are not easy to make. I know it seems like all glamorous and shit and all, but it's hours and hours in the editing room, takes, rehearsals. You got multiple jobs behind the scenes, people behind that camera that you don't see, best boys, script writers. You feel me? You know, all these people, you know, that do all these side jobs, you know, assistants to the assistants, director of photography, the cinematographer, all these people, you know, the only ones who really get accolades are actors and directors, but there are literally, sometimes thousands of people involved with making epic films, and at the very least, hundreds of people making just your average around the way romantic comedy. And shout out to all those people and those jobs, you feel what I'm saying? And that talent, it rarely goes. You can't, it's still not like music where you just got the artist and the producer. Maybe the engineer, you count. And from that point on, it's all about if the people like the song. It's not, most has to come in involved with making a movie come across and look good and be successful. So I just want everybody to take that into mind. And that's why I wanted to give a shout out to all my black people that's doing movies, all my actors, my directors, behind the scenes people, editors, everybody. Shout out to you guys. I got love and respect from you from K100 Radio. I know about your grind, even though I you know, hopefully one day everything takes off with me and I can get me a little role in the movie. I'd like to actually make a movie myself. You feel me? One day. I got a couple of treatments and stuff in the line. Even shout out to the guys that are just making the music videos. Even that takes a nice size crew to make a great video. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't gonna come out there with five people and pull off a fucking great fucking video. Even those guys. Shout out to you two music video makers too. You guys are on the grind, all right? I respect you guys immensely and I respect your grind, all right? K1's Internet Radio, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. We're on Facebook, we're on iTunes, we're on MySpace. Look us up, you dig? I'm out, man. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right, appreciate it.